Thanks, Paul. The headlines. The World Health Organization has admitted the outbreak of swine flu cannot be contained. More than 150 people are believed to have died in Mexico. The two people from Scotland who were diagnosed with the virus have been on honeymoon. And in the last few minutes, the Cabinet Office has confirmed that a COBRA meeting to discuss swine flu will take place later this morning. We expect the emergency committee will be led by the Health Secretary. A teenager has died and another hurt after being stabbed in South London last night. Police arrived at Larkhall Park in Lambeth at 8:30. Four men have been arrested. Meanwhile, a 20-year-old man was stabbed to death in a flat in Hackney yesterday morning. Gordon Brown has suffered another rebuff in his attempts to change MPs' expenses. There were heated exchanges at a meeting of Labour MPs, with a number of them saying the issue had been mishandled. David Cameron, who joins Vanessa Feltz from Nine this morning, says the matter has descended into farce. And beer sales have slumped in London's pubs, bars, restaurants and supermarkets. The British Beer and Pub Association says there's been an 8% drop in sales between January and March when compared to the same period last year. It's the equivalent of 1.7 million fewer pints. London's weather, there'll be far more sunshine than yesterday and a bit more warmth. The cloud will be scattered or broken through the day with occasionally heavy showers, possibly with some thunder, and a top temperature of 14 degrees Celsius. That's 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Those are the headlines. Steve Phillips has the travel.
Thanks, Jason. Public transport then this morning hasn't been a